6273 today.
Mudslides in California means lots of power outages. I have some of the details on that. In fact, one of my good friends went to work today, and they had to operate on backup power. How many of us can relate to that? Two airlines facing millions of dollars in safety fines for what? We also have all the details on that. Of course, one of the carriers I fly a lot. Maria Shriver has to apologize for breaking California's cell phone law. Why? Because doesn't she know everybody recognizes her? She was driving around outside of Los Angeles, talking, gabbing on her cell phone. That's a no-no, Maria, even if you are married to the governor. So she makes a big to-do about the apology. And coming up on this show, I am sure every man in the audience would salivate over this, kind of a break from the politics and all that ails us and our hairs on fire constantly about the health care reform, Afghanistan, and a couple of other things that have gotten stuck in my crawl lately, as many of you know. Joanna Krupa is joining us. She's on Dancing with the Stars. She's been voted the sexiest woman on the planet. She's an actress, model, and she is somebody that I think five guys I know want to marry, including Matt Johnson, who sadly is not working tonight. Donovan has the honors because he was upset. He said that he felt like Joanna was going to be his wife. That is wishful thinking. He's going to kill me for saying that. Each and every Wednesday we talk with Easy Ticket Mike. He's a ticket broker, of course. A little bit about sports and concerts. You can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm great. Could not be better. Hey,
talking about the mudslides in California, you know, if they could harvest that for energy, it'd do great.
Boy, yeah, no kidding, right? Especially now. Like I said, I have a friend in L.A. and one in San Francisco, and it was also in the northern end, too, because of the rain and whatnot. Not as much in San Francisco. A lot of it was focused in Los Angeles. But when they get those fires, a lot of times afterwards, you end up getting the mudslides as well. Hey, it was a great week for football in the NFL. Man, we had so many close nail-biters, cool finishes. It was fun to watch. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan. A lot of people listening to us either hate the Dallas Cowboys or actually some of them in Connecticut and some other places like the Dallas Cowboys. They are so lucky they won that game against Kansas City, because Kansas City's terrible. And Jerry Jones, the owner, said it was an embarrassment, even though they won, and I'd have to agree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they barely pulled that out. Had to go into overtime and beat them by a touchdown. But you know, the Cowboys were able to beat a bad team this week. You know, they're 3-2 now, but, you know, the serious teams are really gelling now. The Giants, they're still undefeated. But I think they're going to lose their first game this week against New Orleans. They have to go down there and, you know, New Orleans, I think, is a strong team this year, and I think they're going to beat the Giants this week. But Minnesota,
well, I don't know if I think that. I'm going to stop you there. My professional opinion is I don't know. I think that could be close. I do like New Orleans, and I think Drew Brees has been great. But I think this is going to be a tough one. This is good. To me, this is going to be a coin flip. I'm not so sure I'm picking New Orleans, but I think it might be the best game on the board. Absolutely. And then, of course, Minnesota Vikings. They're on a great roll, and they're the big story with Brett Favre. Are a lot of people – I'm wondering if a lot of people are trying to get Vikings tickets.
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, that's a hot item right now. And, you know, they're – it's a lot better this year than it was last year, and I think it's mainly because of Favre and Adrian Peterson. I mean, they're both leading that team. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, college football, big rivalry matchup, at least in Texas, right? The Red River Shootout.
Yeah, the Sooners and the Longhorns, they come here to Dallas this Saturday for the Red River Shootout. And I think that the Longhorns are going to win it this year. You know, the OU's been they've had some problems so far. You know, with Miami, and they haven't looked as strong a team as they could have. But you know, Texas, they beat Colorado pretty handily this last weekend and dropped to number three.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, by the same token, Alabama, I mean, they moved up after they beat Ole Miss to number two. And I think, you know, that's going to set up a nice little game in the SEC championship game, them in Florida.
Do you get a lot of requests for college football tickets? Because I think college football, the NFL, has had huge ratings. Some of the biggest ratings they've seen in two decades, Mike. But I hear from a lot of people that college football is up, too, that a lot of folks are going to bars to watch or trying to get tickets for certain games. Do you think that's true?
Oh, you know, certain teams, you know, they have the alumni and they're following. I mean, there's here in the Big 12, there's a lot of teams that just they sell out everything, or they just pack the stadiums. And you know, teams like you know, Notre Dame, they've got such a big following. USC, the Crimson Tide, I mean, they sell out everything. I mean, Ohio State, that's a big thing. Anything with these big schools, the games are tremendous.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, hockey starting, of course, and, you know, I know a lot of people that don't like hockey, but I grew up in hockey land, and I love hockey, and people listening in the Northeast and in the Midwest, and really, I should say, there are certainly pockets of people who like hockey, but it's just too early in the season, certainly, even though the regular season has begun. I mean, there's so many games. The season is a very, very long one. Do you think people still have a, depending on where they're from, do you find that with the tickets, for whether there's excitement for games?
Well, they are, and you know, the thing is, you know, up in the north and in Canada, there's a lot more emphasis on hockey than it is, you know, down here in some of the other cities, particularly the regular season, and it does heat up a lot. As we get closer to the playoffs, you know, the season's real new right now. My Stars, they beat Nashville tonight 6-0. They've lost three shootouts so far. Those are interesting things. You know, they go three periods and then an overtime, and then they have a shootout to determine who's going to win.
Yeah, and the shootouts are always a lot of fun. We're running out of time, but obviously you have baseball tickets. My Phillies are in it. I know that you think it's going to be who in the World Series?
Well, I'm looking for the Phillies and the Yankees. You know, the Dodgers are a strong team, but I think it's going to be Phillies and the Yankees this year.
Yeah, I do too, and that'll be interesting because, you know, the two cities being so close, you're going to have a lot of trash talking, I think, between both of them. And also we should say that you can go to easy-ticket.com, and, of course, Mike has tickets for concerts as well, and you'll see that all on the website. In fact, like he likes to say, tickets to over 80,000 events nationwide. Mike, thanks. We'll check in with you next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thank you. And as he was saying, of course, in baseball now, we're down to the nitty-gritty, the Phillies and the Dodgers, and, of course, the Yankees and the Angels. And we'll talk more about that in our little tiny segment called Sports Shorts way later in the show because we have four huge hours. All right, coming up next, odds and ends. What's going on in our own backyard and around the planet? We'll tell you next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Maxim Magazine says she's one of the sexiest women in the world. Actress, model, incredibly talented woman. Joanna Krupa joining us now on the show. Many of you know this woman. You've watched her on Dancing with the Stars. Maybe you've even caught her on Las Vegas or CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, one of my favorite shows. And she's got nothing but a bright future as far as I can see. But she is fantastic on Dancing with the Stars. She's dancing with Derek Huff, who, as many of you know, won that competition with Brooke Byrne. And just, again, is doing such a great job, and so many people are cheering for her. She's born in Poland, raised in Chicago, and she's joining us right now on America Tonight. Joanna, thanks for joining us on the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars. And first off, what's it like dancing with Derek?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I could not have asked for a better partner. When I found out I was, you know, partnered with him, I was, like, over the moon excited because, this, you know, we're both Taurus and we have very similar personalities. So it's just so great because we can be goofy, have a good time, and, you know, we're both very determined and hard workers. So it's not like he has to push me or I have to push him, you know, to get serious. We just, you know, we just have a good time and also work hard. So I'm, like, really blessed to be able to, you know, to have him as a dance partner.
What's the toughest dance that you think you had to learn so far?
Honestly, every single dance is really hard because you're just starting from scratch, you know, because the moves are different. And, I mean, my biggest challenge was at the beginning of, you know, the season when we first started rehearsing. We basically had 4.5 weeks to prepare for the first week, which we had the salsa and the foxtrot. So that was probably the most challenging because, you know, I had no idea my hips go a certain way. I had no idea my posture is totally different. And, you know, when it comes to the modeling industry, it's all about, you know, arching your back, sticking out your butt. And, like, when he told me to stand straight, I'm like, I am standing straight. He's like, no, you're arching. That's not standing straight. So for me, it was like totally, you know, challenging at the beginning. And plus my hips, I'm like, what do you mean my hips? I don't really have much hips. So how do I move my, you know? So it was all a little bit of a challenge at first. I'm like, oh boy, what did I get myself into? You know, cause I don't want to go out there and look like, okay, I can't dance. And because the thing is, like during interviews, they're like, oh, you know, there's a model curse, you know, the models usually go the first week. And how do you feel? I'm like, oh my gosh, like even more pressure because I'm like, I don't want to go home the first week and because I'm a model. So it was a lot of things that were building up. But, you know, once we, you know, maybe the first week into rehearsals, finally things started coming together. But then as soon as the first week is over, you're learning a whole new routine and it's like starting from scratch. So it definitely has been challenging, and it's getting even more challenging because next week we have a group dance and our own dance. And then if we get to the next week, we then have two dances we get judged on. So it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah. How much do you, because this takes a lot of talent. How many hours do you devote to dancing, you and Derek? How many times do you see each other during the week leading up to this?
You know, we see each other about 6 hours a day. We have five days basically after the Tuesday show to rehearse. So it's basically 6 hours a day. I mean, we could push it a little longer, but they don't want us to since there was a lot of injuries last season. And plus Derek doesn't like to push it too much because if we're, you know, tired, he just doesn't want us to risk any injuries. So, but it's just hardcore rehearsals. And, you know, we have our fun. We laugh around, we joke around, but at the end of the day, it's just, you know, when I come home, I am totally drained because, like, you're sore basically from head to toe because you do movements that you've never done ever in the past. And it's, you know, and it's so much fun. I have such a blast. And I'm even more determined because I wanted to do the show for such a long time. And then now finally that I have the opportunity, I'm so grateful and, you know, just so excited to be on this show. But I will not lie, it's definitely a lot of work.
Yeah, good for you that you're so determined. Brooke Burke, as I mentioned, it's Brooke Burke. Was just tremendous in her run with Derek. Did you get any advice from her?
You know, I ran into her one time, so we had a little bit chat, but I didn't ask her for any tips. She just told me that it was, like, the hardest thing she's ever done in her life, basically. So, yeah, I can definitely relate to that now. And, you know, I wish I did, like, Pilates and yoga because she's a hardcore, like, workaholic, like, you know, workout. Like, she does Pilates, she does yoga. So for her, you know, kind of, I'm sure it helps her, like, when you do the splits and, you know, all these different movements. And for me, I haven't really done any of it. So now I'm regretting that I haven't, you know, been a hardcore workout person where I did the Pilates or the yoga because now I would have been a lot more flexible. And, you know, even the hand movements would have been definitely helpful. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, in doing this, I'm thinking, too, because I mean, you've got to be burning off tons of calories as a model and actress, though. You know all about getting in shape, and you're in great shape. I imagine you're not eating any pierogies, right?
I wish I could, but if I was in Chicago, I would be eating them. So I'm actually craving them, and I miss, you know, the Polish food. My mom makes some of it, but you know what? I have to be honest. Like, since we're rehearsing so much and it's just such long days, I'm actually craving junk food, which is horrible because I know it's not healthy for you, but you know, sometimes I'm like, man, when I come home, I'm like, there's no time to cook or whatever. My mom, she doesn't make dinner since she lives with me. Sometimes, like, you know, I pick up a Subway or something on the road, and, you know, I definitely haven't eaten as bad as I do now, but I do take my Mona V, like, it's the acai berry juice. Uh-huh. So that's like, you know, stimulate the immune system and, you know, it's a huge, like a really strong antioxidant because otherwise I have not been eating a very healthy, balanced diet just because it's just, you know, such a fast-paced schedule I have right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we know you're busy. We're going to let you fly. But one last question. If you win this trophy, which would be so exciting, but regardless, when you're done with Dancing with the Stars, what's next? What do you have coming up? Anything that you know of?
You know what? I have two big covers coming out. I can't speak about the one yet, but if you touch back with me next week, I can probably start, you know, talking about it in a week or two. One is a Vegas magazine cover. The other one's totally opposite of the Spectrum cover, but I'm really excited about both of them, both coming out in December. And, you know, there's some TV projects in the works. It's just right now my priority is the show because there is no time for other things, you know, so everything's kind of like on standby.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Joanna, good luck to you, and we'll tell all of our listeners to call. You need people to call and vote for you, right?
Yes. I mean, you guys, like, the listeners, the audience really make a huge difference. You know, 50% of the votes really matter. So, yeah, if you like what you see, please vote, because you really do make a difference if we stay on or not.
All right. You were a delight, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, so Joanna Krupa, just terrific. You heard her say that she loved that. She's craving junk food. Of course she is, because she's working 6 hours a day on those dances. Man, 6 hours a day doing that and learning those moves, as you heard her mention. And it's fast paced. It's got to be one of those things. Boom, boom, boom. Donovan, I don't know about you, but are you? I said I wasn't much of a dancer. Are you a good dancer?
Not in any sort of formalized ballroom dancing sense.
Are you like a... will you get up and dance at least? If you're asked, if your girlfriend asks you to dance, will you get up and dance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, say good for you. So you're not afraid to at least get up there and try to participate.
Right. I mean, that's kind of what it's for, right?
Right. That's all you have to do. You just have to participate, man. All right, so that was something completely different for us here on America Tonight. That was great. And a little slice of life, absolutely. Coming up in our next hour, hopefully you're going to be able to hang around for that. We're going to tell you about Rush Limbaugh, who was dropped from the group bidding for the St. Louis Rams. I'm so surprised by that. But apparently there were a lot of players that complained. Remember Al Sharpton was the leader of the band on this one, and Jesse Jackson as well, saying that Limbaugh shouldn't be allowed to be part owner of any team. So I know only what I heard, but you can imagine what some of those conversations were, and I was very, very, very surprised by that. Also, one of the things that we're going to talk about is the Afghan war costs. $3.6 billion, did you hear me? $3.6 billion a month. You know, when we talk about, it's the lives really to me that matter, and whether or not they're going to increase the troop level or just completely say forget about it, although Obama has said that's not going to happen. But if you're going to increase the troop level, make it 40,000. Don't do it halfway in the middle. But $3.6 billion a month, if you're curious, that's according to the Congressional Research Service. The average cost a month, ready for this, that's been calculated for 51,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They say it's going to go higher with the 68,000. So get ready to open those pocketbooks. The U.S. soldier, the cost of sending one U.S. soldier in Afghanistan for 1 year is $1 million. Wow. Incredible.
ECigaretsNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Telling you about the airlines, boy, when you hear that somebody left a rag in an oil area and they flew the plane 200 times, it kind of makes the hair on my arm stand up, because now I'm thinking in my head, what are they doing with this plane? Could there be something wrong? And, you know, people that are involved in the airline industry, they'll tell you, listen, you get hit by a car much easier than you can have a plane go down. But the problem is, when a plane goes down, you most likely aren't surviving it. Yes, people have survived, but I don't like the odds of being one of the lucky people in the Hudson River, because the geese flew in and you had an incredible captain who was calm and landed that plane. And there's so many people usually on a plane, especially the big planes that we're talking about, versus however many in the cars, unless it's a massive pileup. But still, the comparison, it's always so big when something happens with a plane, whether it's the plane that went down in Buffalo or the people were just trying to get home for the holidays. And slams into a neighborhood, and miraculously, only one guy is killed on the ground, but everybody on the plane is killed. And when you hear about the reasons why, and when it's a shaky thing, when it's something that couldn't have necessarily been prevented, one thing. But when you hear about the negligence, boy, that's a whole different thing, isn't it? Here's a follow-up to a story that we've been talking about now for a while, of course. And even last night we were talking about this, the swine flu, and getting the shots or not. Remember we had Jana, you were listening, call in Iowa, and she was talking about how she had asthma and would be more vulnerable, and she wasn't really excited about necessarily getting the shot because she had to get the shot and not the nasal spray, but she was going to do it. And in New York, there were health workers, many of them who said, look, I've never had flu. I've never had a problem. I don't want to do this. I mean, a lot of them that did not want to get a flu shot. So now a judge has intervened, and a judge denied a request for a temporary restraining order barring the state from mandating flu vaccines for the workers. But also, the judge left open that real possibility, pending another hearing, that there would be another hearing on this whole deal next week. Remember, it was the New York Health Commissioner that said, look, everybody who works in this field, tough crap. You have to get the shots or you're going to lose your jobs. I mean, flat out said threatened. You're losing your jobs because you're dealing with the patients. You're dealing with swine flu. And you're going to have all that close contact. So we want this to be mandatory. And it started with one nurse. Her name is Sue Field, who said that only the state legislator has the power to enact that kind of a mandate. And it's too narrow because, hey, it allows an exception only for medical reasons. So she has a note from her doctor saying she has side effects from the seasonal flu shot in 2007. But here is the kicker to the story. So she did get a note, right? The health department said the note was insufficient because the symptoms weren't among a list of severe symptoms like allergic reaction. Oh, so she had problems with a flu shot she got in 2007. She gets the stupid note saying from her doctor that I had these problems. Oh, wait a second. We're going down the list. It's very narrow what we have here. Like she was saying, it makes sense. And that's what really started all of this. The ball started rolling after that. So in the Wednesday hearing, Judge Diamond refused to do that, as I said, temporary restraining order, but is going to listen to more arguments next week. So I think this is going to be interesting to see what happens. If enough people stand their ground, what are they going to do, fire all the health care workers? I mean, yeah. And ultimately, what they're saying, what the health commissioner is saying, is look at our safety record for influenza vaccines. And why should the healthcare workers? I mean, this is in the interest of our patients. I mean, this is just sensible. This is just ridiculous, right? And so why can't the people just go along with this? Because aren't they best served by the high rates of staff immunity that we can only get with mandatory influenza vaccinations, not the 40 to 50% rate of staff immunizations that they usually get? Isn't that interesting? So you're administering these flu shots, but yet the people in upstate New York who are giving them to you, maybe 40, 45% actually have gotten them and the rest have refused traditionally. So now, this is what it is. They don't want the health commissioner and whoever else is in cahoots with this whole thing. They don't want it to look bad. Hey, we've been vaccinated, no worries, because we know people are worried. There's some people that are concerned about getting vaccinated. So, you know, this way we're covering our bases. Because how can we have workers who wouldn't take the shot themselves? So we're going to make it mandatory. We're just going to throw this thing out there. We're going to make it mandatory and say that you could be fired. And I think there's going to be more backlash. I mean, this is just really the beginning of this. The CDC, by the way, recommended flu shots for healthcare workers. saying that medical offices should give those flu shots at no cost to the staff. Oh, that's nice. First of all, in this part of New York, we're going to tell you have to get it. Oh, but don't worry, we're going to comp that shot for you. Oh, and Miss Nurse, who had some horrible side effects for just a regular flu shot, we know you have this note. It's not good enough. Roll up your sleeve. So, I mean, really, can you blame her? So now you have the New York State Nurses Association all up in arms, pardon the pun, who were at the hearing, pretty strong. They had signs that they were rallying around, you know, outside of the courthouse in support of what was going on, and talking about the idea of this vaccination, that why can't we have the right to choose to get it like anyone else? Why do we have to be forced? And, you know, and even if this is what you're calling a public health emergency. Boy, I don't like that idea. I've never been anywhere. I'm thinking, and of course, not being in the health industry, but have worked in a lot of different states and in different positions. In thinking about it, I can't imagine the staffs that I've been a part of, if they were told that they had to get it or they would lose their job, I don't think it would fly. Donovan, would you get the flu shot if, and of course this is the antithesis of what GCN would do, but if the network you were working for told you have to have this swine flu shot or the nasal spray, would you do it?
Probably not. I would see it as contradictory and illogical.
And that's it. Thank you. Illogical. And it is illogical. And especially with the threat of job thing. So if you don't get it, and really, like I said, they're trying to save their bacon because there's lots of questions. People are a little worried. They're going back in their mind in history. They're hearing about how quickly the FDA approved it. They're hearing about the possibility of the, you know, not really, well, it's not the possibility, it's the truth. They didn't have long test runs on this because, naturally, yes, it cropped up. And then they only have so many batches of the virus that they could use. But for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. Whether or not the fears are founded, unfounded, ridiculous, or completely right, completely accurate, the bottom line is you should have a choice here. It's your health. You know, it's like we're going back to the whole health reform argument, that the mandating of health insurance, it's your life, right? Isn't that the idea? We live in the land of freedom. So if you choose not to have health insurance, shouldn't you be able to choose not to have health insurance? Yes, there should be more affordable health insurance. If people are not getting health insurance because there's absolutely nothing available to them that they can afford, and they have a minimum wage job or too many kids and they can't afford it, they're not making enough money, somebody got laid off, I totally get that. I mean, you shouldn't have ridiculous, out-of-control premiums. Yes, absolutely. Things could be reined in there. But being told that you have to do this, yeah, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that, and of course, many of you have called in and said the same thing, so this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing new on this show, but it does smack. The swine flu deal in upstate New York does smack of politics, and more of the same. If everybody gets it, then we're not going to have a lot of grumblings because they can all say, look, I can attest that this is a good thing here because, look, you know, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, yesterday, I got a shot. Everything's fine. No side effects, all that sort of stuff. Hey, while America wrestles, as a quick side note here, with Afghanistan and whether or not to supply General McChrystal with the 40,000 troops he wants, Prime Minister Gordon Brown is increasing England's British troop levels in Afghanistan to 9,500, an increase of 500. Boy, doesn't that sound so paltry compared to the United States? But this is the thing. The British have the second largest contingent in Afghanistan after the U.S. The U.S. has 65,000. The guys who are second, England, you playing along, 9,500. Stay with us, America.
Hey, Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin. And if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
All right, always a pleasure to welcome to the show Harry Rinker, and shame on you if you don't take advantage. If you're a collector, or even if you're curious about anything that has to do with collecting things, auctions, and I say this because originally I thought, geez, I'm not much of a collector, right? It turns out I have so much sports memorabilia, it's ridiculous. Plus, I have a crazy sidebar thing where every place I've traveled to, I've picked up matches. You know how they have matches at the restaurant? And it's kind of cool. I have them in this big jug, and I was just looking at them the other day. I found one from Gallagher's in New York, and it reminded me of a trip to the U.S. Open. See, that's what it's about. So call this number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. But do it fast so you can get in on the action this segment. Hey, Harry, how are you?
I'm doing great. Right now, it's a really good time out there. You know, the stock market is picking up, and so I must say are things relative to my business. We're starting to hear some positive news at shows. Attendance is up. People are doing well. And it's the fall. Come on, this is a good time.
Yeah, no kidding. What are you seeing? What are people – is there anything new? Is there any kind of a new trend, something different that people have started to collect?
No, what I think – well, I mean, the big trend in our field right now, of course, is a lot of people are using the stuff. I mean, physically buying it to use it.
Wow.
It's a recycling business. It's the greening of the antiques and collectible business. A lot of talk about that in the trade. Tremendous amounts of bargains. I mean, where we're at is that we're cheaper than new across the board. The people in the trade are still puzzled by a lot of what's going on. All the great, wonderful bedroom suites from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, done in colonial revival styles, sell for probably at 20 to 30 cents on the dollar compared to a new suite, and yet young people would rather go out and buy the new one than the old one. I think in the current economy, people are going to say, wait a minute, maybe we ought to take a look at this other market and see if there's something concrete out there. So we see that happening quite a bit right now.
One of the things that you were mentioning on the air, and I actually got a question about this from Liz. Liz said, Kate, this has been a while back, but Harry briefly mentioned on one of his appearances with you that he was whittling through his stuff at a big schoolhouse. What does that mean?
I got to tell you, you talk about how much stuff you have. I sold a school in Pennsylvania, and my school is 14,000 square feet. And it has about 50,000 objects in it, and I'm trying to decide what I want to keep and what I want to get rid of. And the answer is I'm boxing a lot of stuff. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I wrote a book called Sell, Keep, or Toss, How to Downsize a Home, Settle an Estate, and Appraise Personal Property, which is about getting rid of things. And one of the arguments I make in there is you don't want to put the stuff into storage if you can avoid it. My big problem is not my stuff alone, but the fact that I have a huge 5,000-volume reference library and research files from over 20 years in the trade. And I'm not leaving the trade. I'm just selling my school. But I don't, you go from there to a 3,000 or 2,500-square-foot townhouse. You don't have a lot of room to put stuff. So I've got some real dilemmas coming up on how to handle this, but I've got 6 weeks to solve them because hopefully we're going to settle at the end of November.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I got another question.
I have to tell you, I saved every piece of correspondence from the last 20 years. And meanwhile, I'm going through it saying, why am I saving this, you think, well, maybe you'll refer back to it. Maybe there'll be some kind of something that's involved with it. But it never happened. And I finally had to bite the bullet and get rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That's got to be hard. How do you decide you wrote the book on it, Sell, Keep, or Toss. What are your reasons for deciding?
I think one of the things is that I've got a number of projects I want to do in the years ahead, and the stuff relating to those projects, I'm going to do that. I was very fortunate enough. I was able to sell the building and get enough money out of it to pay all my debts and everything else so that everything in the building is mine to keep or get rid of. So everything in there is a bonus. Interestingly enough, Kate, this probably comes as no surprise to you. I started with the family stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though it doesn't mean anything to my kids and certainly won't mean much to my grandchildren, it means a lot to me. And so the family stuff is the first thing on the list to be saved. And then I have some special collections that meant a lot to me, although I am wrestling with the Hopalong Cassidy collection. I have the only known 10-piece Hopalong Cassidy bedroom suite among the collectors, but I'm really thinking maybe it's time to send old Hoppy up to the Great Corral in the sky or wherever.
Yeah, well, that'd be tough to part with that, I think.
It's tough. I'm running across some interest, I've got a fair amount of baseball pennants and stuff I picked up over the years, and I'm thinking, no Phillies, I'll get rid of that.
I understand.
Yeah,
look,
the
I have
case,
tons
right?
of Philly stuff, yeah.
Well, the thing about it is that I always said it was never about the money. Now, I'll tell you what probably has been not the biggest shock for me, but a big realization for me is the fact that I spent a lot. If I wouldn't have bought all this stuff, I'd be incredibly wealthy at the moment. I mean, I'm wealthy because I have the stuff, and I always tell people it's not about the money, and for me it's not about the money. I'm not going to give the stuff away, but at the same time, it doesn't mean it's just things, and I will be able to get rid of my. But the good news is that I'm going to be able to keep a lot of my prize pieces of furniture, and I'm going to be able to keep a lot of my prize ceramics and the collections that mean something to me. So I'm still wrestling with it right now. When my wife sold her house 5 years ago, she moved her stuff in the auditorium at my school and said, hey, I'll get rid of this in 3 months. Yeah, well, now it's 6 years later, and she's finally getting rid of it. So, so we've been moving that stuff up to the house here the last 3 weeks, so we'll see what happens.
I got a note here from Peter, but which, by the way, a lot of people send me things to AmericaTonight.net. And quickly, Peter, I don't know if Harry will think that this is lame or not, but I'm one of those holdovers. I loved the Miss America pageant growing up, and I happen to have autographed pictures of about 15 of them, starting from
hopefully 66. It was Lee Merriweather, you know.
Well, 66, I don't know, when was she? Maybe before that.
No, she was a little bit before that, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I love that, too. Where's Burt Parks when you need him?
I know.
Anyway, you know, that's an interesting thing. I mean, obviously Miss America still goes on. Is it Donald? Mm-hmm. Does Donald own it? Yeah, I think Donald owns it, right?
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, the ones that went on to be famous, I think there are Miss America collectors. There's still Miss America pageants out there. Now, again, in terms of the signed ones, he had to stand there and watch them sign them. Otherwise, you wouldn't trust those signatures for anything. But I would think that you're talking conservatively $15 to $25. I mean, the thing I hate to say, if some of them are dead, they're worth more. I don't want to get a reputation for saying we should kill all the Miss Americas out there, but you know, one of the things with signatures is that when the person dies, they tend to go up in value at least a little bit for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let's tell everybody about the mailbag, Harry.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, we have a letter. We've been kind of goofing around here. There is actually a letter in the mailbag. The mailbag is a chance for our American Night listeners to email me their questions. That way I can do a little homework on them in advance. And my mailbag address is harrylrinker@aol.com, H-A-R-R-Y-L-R-I-N-K-E-R, harrylrinker@aol.com. We have a letter in the mailbag from one of our listeners from Kentucky. He put two items in an email to me. Interesting one is a ring. He apparently likes this World War II military stuff, and there's a ring that he got that has all kinds of like Egyptian motifs on it, and it's dated 1942. Now he did a little research work. Which I thought was really strange. No, is this the one? Yeah. And he says, let's see. Oh, no, this is the ring. Now, the ring is 1942. It was probably a ring from one of a German soldiers that was in the African campaign, would be my guess. And it's got a lot of interesting curiosity value. Now, how much curiosity value? Not tremendous, but maybe $75 to $100 to someone who's a World War II reenactor.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it's just one of those kind of strange things, actually. It can, because it has a swastika on it, you can't sell it on eBay.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. National Socialist material and Nazi material is banned from sale on eBay. It's one of those strange things about the Internet and who controls, you know, this big issue, a kid, who controls the net. The French have passed laws against the selling of National Socialist memorabilia, as have the Germans. And even though there's no laws in America to prohibit it, because French buyers and German buyers were actively participating in Mary eBay, they came over and shut the American site down, too, for selling it as well.
Ooh, wow, crazy.
So much for
we're out of time.
I know.
Harry, we're out of time, but as always, it's such a pleasure talking to you, and we'll catch up with you again in another 2 weeks.
You betcha.
All right, much more coming up around the bend here on ATN.